Blessed Mother Theodore Guerin, to be canonized on October 15th. Written and read by Sean Gallagher. The answer to a century of prayers is within sight. On July 1st, Pope Benedict XVI announced in a ceremony at the Vatican that on October 15th he will solemnly declare to be a saint Blessed Mother Theodore Guerin, the 19th century foundress of the Sisters of Providence of St. Mary of the Woods. Upon her canonization, she will become the first saint from Indiana and the 8th American saint. The announcement occurred during a consistory where the Pope met with approximately 30 cardinals and other bishops who serve in Rome. Providence Sister Marie Kevin-Tighe, the vice-postulator of Blessed Mother Theodore's canonization cause, was there to hear the Pope's proclamation. It was a solemn ceremony in a beautiful room, she said, in a statement released by the Sisters of Providence. This announcement signifies the culmination of the great effort of the congregation for almost 100 years. It was a wonderful feeling, truly a moment to be celebrated. Celebration erupted at St. Mary of the Woods near Terre Haute, where sisters offered a standing ovation when they heard the news. We celebrate this extraordinary honor in a special fashion, since we are all gathered for our general chapter, which happens only every 5 years, said Providence Sister Anne Margaret O'Hara, the Order's General Superior General. It feels like the spirit of Mother Theodore is so alive in everything that we do, with the anticipation and excitement and the joy that comes with the canonization. The Sisters of Providence have been praying for the canonization of their foundress since her cause was launched early in the 20th century. Since then, many of the children they have taught in Catholic schools across the Archdiocese have prayed with them that Mother Theodore would become a saint. One such student was Monsignor Joseph Schadel, Archdiocesan Vicar General. It's so exciting to think we're going to have a canonized saint from Indiana, especially somebody we're so familiar with, he said. I've been familiar with Mother Theodore and her life since the sisters taught me at the former Bishop Chartrand High School in Indianapolis. More than just learning about Blessed Mother Theodore and praying for her canonization, Monsignor Schadel has incorporated her spirituality of dependence on God's providence into his own, closing his letters with, "Sincerely in the providence that will not fail us." Monsignor Frederick Easton, Archdiocesan Vicar General, was likewise taught by the Sisters of Providence when he was a student at St. Charles Borromeo School in Bloomington. As an expert in canon law and the leader of the Archdiocesan Metropolitan Tribunal, Monsignor Easton played an important role in Blessed Mother Theodore's canonization process. He oversaw the local investigation in 2003 of the miracle that opened the way to her being named a saint. In February, officials at the Holy See's Congregation for the Causes of Saints affirmed that the curing of an eye ailment of Philip McCord, an employee of the Sisters of Providence, was a miracle that occurred through the Blessed Mother Theodore's intercession. The first miracle attributed to her intercession, the curing of a fellow Sister of Providence from cancer, occurred in 1908. "It's kind of an awesome situation," Monsignor Easton said. "I never thought I would be dealing with this kind of thing when I was studying canon law." But like Monsignor Schadel, the example of Blessed Mother Theodore has significance for Monsignor Easton at a personal level. "It was the notion of providence that was with me so closely on July 15th and 16th last year, when my nephew, Father Justin Martin, was dying, and we knew it was bad, and we were putting him in God's providential hands," he said. Prayers to Mother Theodore for her intercession were there. But that brought to mind, and this may be what she got for us, the sense of giving him to God, and that led us to have a sense of peace with it all. Blessed Mother Theodore continues to inspire the faithful of the Archdiocese 150 years after her death. But at the time of her canonization, she will become a role model for Catholics around the world. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we are actually standing in the piazza of St. Peter in Rome for the canonization, said Sister Marie Kevin, and we realize that Blessed Mother Theodore is declared for the universal church and the world as someone whose life we can look to for encouragement and inspiration. In addition to Blessed Mother Theodore, two men and a woman will also be canonized at the October 15th Papal Liturgy, which is expected to be celebrated in St. Peter's Square. Blessed Rafael Guizar Valencia, 1878-1938, was a Mexican bishop. Filippo Smaldoni, 1848-1923, was an Italian priest who founded the Institute of the Salesian Sisters of the Sacred Heart. And Rosa Venerini, 1656-1728, was the foundress of the Congregation of the Maestre Pie Venerini. For more news and photos, go to www.criteriononline.com.